Chefs of Mishnah Basar HaKodesh, sacrificial flesh, right? Flesh of a sacrifice, of a sacrificial animal. Shekaramalav HaKippah, that's got a layer of jelly formed over it, like, I don't know, the meat sauce or jelly, whatever. Naga Tfulyom BaKippah, and the Tfulyom comes and he touches the jelly. Chasichos Mutaros, so the pieces are permitted. And in this case, Javier, this opinion obviously is not considering the jelly and the meat considered to be one entity. It's considered now two separate entities. Nagabe chasicha, if he touches the piece itself, then chasicha v'chol ha'olim imachibur zeh lezeh. That piece becomes impure, and any other piece that would come up with it if you lifted it out the pot. So if you lifted that piece out the pot and other pieces go up with it, so whatever comes up with it out the pot will be considered impure. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he says shneim chibur ze laze. He disagrees with a bab opinion. He says they're all considered joined. Jelly, the meat, the everything, it's all considered one entity, and they'd all be considered joined. But he brings over the locha doesn't follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The chayin bekitnios, so too with kitnios shekama al gabe prusos. If you've got kitni or pulse that's formed a layer over slices of bread, like a jelly, like the jelly that he spread over bread. So too, says the Mishnah, the same halacha would apply. The jelly wouldn't be considered, joined to. So if you just touch the jelly, the bread would be still alright. Ma'asa gedara bekitnios, if he's got a whole pot of pulse, of kitnios over there. Bizmansha and prudim, and at the time when they separated. So that it's not considered like cooked up and mashed up, it's still separated. So in that case over there, ainan chibur, it's not considered connected yet. Because mansha and gush, but when it's cooked up more, as he cooks it up, so it's going to now cook up into, more of like a one dish, then chibur, at that point, it will be considered connected, and if he touches any part of it, the whole thing will be impure. Ima yugushin harbay, he says, if there's several masses, in other words, it's cooked up and it's formed into like clumps, then hara elu yimano, then he has to count them, meaning that if like an avatum attached one clump, so that would be the rishon, and then the next would be the shiny, and it could go on to shlishi if it's trum, etc. So he's got to count the clumps in that case. Shemin shut saf al gabe hayayin, if there is oil floating on top of wine, the naga tfulyom b'shemin, and a tfulyom touches the oil, lo pasal el hashemin, he's only going to pasal the shemin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri omer shneim chibur zeh lezeh, he says in this case over here, they consider joined together, the oil and the wine, and the whole thing would be rendered impure, but he brings at the end, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri.